We want to take a look now at the way music can help shape a nation and help shape a man who would unify that nation. Often during the fight against apartheid, a song or a tune became a way to rally, inspire, comfort, and unify people. As a tribute to Nelson Mandela, NPR Music, and Gwen Ansell, a South African music journalist, compiled some songs connected to his life and struggle. Mr. Mandela was born among the Timbu people in Transkei, South Africa. There's a tradition in that region of something called split-tone singing. Vocalists create more than one note simultaneously and weave those tones together. This is the sort of music Nelson Mandela probably heard while growing up. Later on, after Mr. Mandela moved to Johannesburg, he helped found South Africa's first black law firm and became known as a kind of man about town who enjoyed dancing and jazz. The tune Meadowlands, performed by the African jazz pioneers with Dolly Rathaby, was written to protest the forced removal of residents from a township in the early 1950s. The song also gives a flavor of the kind of music that made Nelson Mandela dance. We'll close out with some music from much later. A song called Born in the Land of the Sun was reprised by Melanie Schultz to salute Nelson Mandela in 2008, on his 90th birthday. It is now sung as an expression of gratitude from a nation to the man whose loss they mourn and life they now celebrate. And you can hear more of the music that influenced Nelson Mandela at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.